8. The Cult of Personality. Meet David Axelrod, Obama's image master. David Axelrod was born to Jewish parents on New York City's Lower East Side in 1955, making him 6 years older than Obama. His mother, Meryl Axelrod, was a writer for PM, a leftist tabloid newspaper published in New York City from 1940 to 1948. Axelrod and Obama both have roots in the leftist political environment of the 1940s, one dominated by literary intellectuals who were comfortable with self-proclaimed communists in their midst. Axelrod and Obama were also both indirectly affected by the McCarthyism that tore apart the lives of sensitive souls, such as Frank Marshall Davis, the communist journalist and poet who ended up in Hawaii, a mentor to young Barack Obama in his rebellious years of marijuana, cocaine, and liquor in the 1970s. Both Axelrod and Obama grew up to be liberals, committed to the emergence of African Americans, not only within the Democratic Party, but within America, even at the highest levels of power. It remains to be seen whether Axelrod and Obama are showing up at the right moment historically to run for president. To a large degree, this will depend on whether Obama's image as managed by Axelrod can be made to appear sufficiently mainstream, that his truly radical political views do not disqualify him from holding the presidency. American voters may be ready to elect an African American to the White House, but it is much less likely they will be equally ready for a politically radical African American to succeed. In 1977, after graduating from college, Axelrod decided he would stay in Chicago, where he took a job as a young reporter on the city desk at the Chicago Tribune. In 1984, he worked as communications director for the campaign of U.S. Senator Paul Simon, and in 1985 formed Axelrod and Associates to work as a political consultant. In 1987, he worked on the successful re-election campaign of Chicago Mayor Harold Washington. For a few years, Axelrod focused on mayoral campaigns, always working for Democrats, specializing in packaging black candidates for white voters. In 2004, he worked on the failed presidential campaign of John Edwards. Then in 2006, he consulted with Eliot Spitzer in his New York gubernatorial campaign. In addition to his political consulting firm, Axelrod is also a partner in AKPND, Message and Media, a Chicago-based media public relations firm that works for corporate clients, including Cablevision and AT&T. The firm sets up front organizations for corporations that want to run public interest ads without having the ads identified as paid for by the corporations. The practice is known in the industry as astroturfing, a reference to creating artificially the impression of grassroots support for a public interest concern, when the grassroots support probably does not exist at all. Businessweek cited as an example a television commercial Axelrod's firm created for ComEd, or Commonwealth Edison, the largest electric utility in Illinois. The ad warned that a ComEd bankruptcy and blackouts could occur unless a rate hike was approved. The ad was sponsored by CORE, which described itself as a coalition of individuals, businesses, and organizations. After a complaint was filed with state regulators, ComEd was forced to admit it had bankrolled the entire $15 million effort. From this, one can conclude Axelrod's enthusiasm for public relations packaging is not heavily dependent upon moral standards, including truth.